So we recite the verse on the seven types of greatness.
So the subject of today is from the seven greatnesses. The fifth one, which are the skillful means, where one is, amongst others, allowed to perform seven non-virtuous or seven types of non-virtuous negative deeds. So Rinpoche also composed seven lines of verse on these seven non-virtuous actions. So the first one is in order to protect many, one kills with an attitude of compassion. One or by stealing from rich people, one gives these riches to very poor people. One may have sexual intercourse due to a mental attitude of compassion with somebody who is tormented by his or her desire. One, if it is of benefit for others, one even may say various lies. And one may separate very evil friends by slandering. Then the next is, if peaceful means bring no benefit, then one should say harsh words. And in order to pacify suffering, one performs idle talk like singing songs and so on.
Ta tambo linga kan mege vadde mui song kore so chepa mazein ba lemba matsam ba chepa som de luji mege va som re nga ke jo thama chito nga char de yere ta luji mege va som nga ke mege va yete linga kan mege vadde Tangbo, Ringi Kapu Tangbun.
The first one has to identify what the seven non-virtuous actions are. So there are three non-virtuous or negative actions of the body and four of the speech. So the three of the body are killing, taking that which was not given to one, performing improper sexual conduct. Then the four of the speech are telling lies, slandering, using harsh words, and idle talk.
Tade dun nam chorte tikpa chembu lo la sanju semba ningje chembu dan demba rang Rangan Deba, Zani Meba, Randu Meba, Niji Chembo Dan Dembala, Tene Luna Kemike de Namare, Nang Te Chena, Geva Am Dipa Karesena, Tene Kunong Ninji Toki, Dipa Mare, Gever Jovare, Tisena, Tene Tab Cape Constitute, Tab Cape.
So this, negative actions then, it is said, are allowed to be performed by a bodhisattva who has very great compassion and who doesn't have the slightest interest for him or herself in these actions. So there's no self-concern in these actions or no benefit for the doer himself. So though these actions seem to be negative from the outside or if seen by other people, because they are performed out of great compassion and not having any self-interest in them, they are actually something positive, they are virtuous, and they are therefore skillful means, because something which appears to be negative is actually something positive.
Tele tambo mambo chapse ningi senji seheba. Ta ningi sancho semba sema ningi chembo den dembala ta sepa namare ningi semji se ningi topje ningi semji sepa ningi topje sōpa nāwārē. Nīngjī sēmjī sōpa tē kāndē jīr nāwārē, māngbō jāp sērē. Sēmjī māngbō dōngā lī jāp sērē. Tēnē tā sēmjī jīk tāwō nīngyōng nīngjī sēmjī sēpa tē nāwārē. Tēnē māngbō jāp sērē Mangbo chapas che do ningi semje, simchi marambo chik seba yena, te namare, tene yang dikpal jugo yo mare, gevar jugo re, so nam chitsol.
Of these negative things which is allowed is killing. So, but this is only allowed for a bodhisattva who has very great compassion. And provided it's done to protect many other sentient beings. So if there is a situation where somebody has to be killed in order to protect many other sentient beings, so one sentient beings which is kind of has the evil intention to harm other sentient beings, and then this being is killed in order to protect them, this is allowed for such a bodhisattva with great compassion. Though this seems to be a negative action from the outside, it is, provided these prerequisites are present, it is a positive action, and it is the accumulation of merit, and therefore skillful means.
Deyang dakje katoamba zope sanje chumdin deje sanju sempe kapje nantaram roju tangjana tene dakje katoamba sanju sempa Sanchu Sempe Kaap So Teipun Nyingi Ji Teipun Karre
Merchant
Teip Lamdongba
Lamdongba
Lamdongba Nyingi Chenpo Teipun Nyingi Chenpo Sekendo Teipun Nyingi Chenpo Ko Jewa Yipa Kaap So Tene Chomkun Karre
Robas
Chomkun Jigsu Roma Jiva Vrindu. Ta Lurju na 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 mna dung dung jisek to. Man na pun dung 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 to to jisare. Mna dung dung jing. Ta te man ma te ne chungpa so ling ting lan ro kundu ling ting lan ro kap so mangpun dro nyongwe lam ka tingi lam tong pang khe pa ji gogo yo vrindu. Te ne lam tong te sanju sanpa yo yin na pe ya pu zogu yore. Sanju sanpa ma yin na te ne Sumpa chola kaleka vinyabhira. Tene, ta tetar lingting la peke yisare pepe kapso, te sanchu sampa ngaja, te sanchu sampa nam, tene yin la noepa pangore, noenche zogumare, yin pin drop gupe se na, yin pin dropa la yin la noepa mapang, Pampa yer yapa tingni yinpin drop gogoro mato yinno mapang par yinpin drop togo yomare te sanchu sampa nam yinpin drop sirdo cheto yinpin dropa le yin la nepa pangore te yin la nepa zogomare te mazoga sena tene danda muna dungtong jisi kisave chongkun tene yekso rowa ningi Ningi Zani Meba, Ningi Te Zani Meba, Tiena Yuza. Te Manajin Dong Tong Jiga, Tsumba Nabja, Sweeper Tandik Sepe, then it tabu Ningi Jinja, Ningi Jimbu Tobje, Manan Dong Tong Jiseba. They are Ningi Semja Kandis Seba is an um. Kang Jabza de Tsungba Nabjare Tsungba Nabjatang Manan Dong Dong Jin Nikal and Ningi Semji Sebal Nekaps of Tsungba Nabja So Japa Sertang Tatu Manan Dong Dong Jin Yang Tsungba Nabja to Seba Yin Ting and Song the Chigre Manan Dong Dong Jin and Song of Dongale Japa Sedo Cheto Then Manandong Tongchin separate. Then Jabza Tsumba Nabja Tang Chongun Jigs Roman Manandong Tongchin Nika Latseva Ningi Chimbuguni. Then Sepa Sena Random Mapa Ranga Chedo Mayimba Rang is on the Jina Yangi Tram Mapagoni Sepa Sena. Then Tetar Sepa Latin De. तने सुना जे छो जाचे बजो बलोजी वेरे रवा होया
सो इफ वन देन कनेक्ट्स दिस फर्स्ट टाइप ऑफ नेगेटिव एक्शन व्हिच इज अलाउड फॉर बोधिसत्वस टू द फॉर्मर लाइफ स्टोरीज ऑफ आवर टीचर द बुद्धा देन देयर वाज वन लाइफ टाइम ऑफ हिम एज अ बोधिसत्वा वेयर ही वाज अ गाइड for merchants traveling on the ocean and looking for islands to retrieve jewels there. So Rinpoche says if such a guide is a bodhisattva, then this is very especially good for such merchants. They couldn't find a better guide. So if it's not a bodhisattva, they may have a hard time then with another guide. So in order then, so he was traveling with 500 merchants to an island, and then at this time there was a very merciless bandit, a robber. So he was, seems like from the description, a very dark, not very handsome figure. So and very, yeah, he was very fit to frighten other people. So when the Buddha was traveling then with these 500 merchants, this bandit, this robber, he made preparations to kill all of them and take their belongings. So in general, a bodhisattva, if he wants to benefit other beings, then first he has to give up harming other beings. This is like the prerequisite for beneficial deeds for others. So in general, if one does not give up harming other beings, then there is no benefit either. So in this case then, the Buddha, as a bodhisattva then, killed this robber, this dark man. This was due to compassion. It was not to harm anybody, but it was due to compassion. And there were two objects, kind of, which were to be protected, which were the objects of his compassion. So the first object were the other 500 merchants. So to protect them was to save their life as a temporary benefit, so they could live on. And there was also the robber, which was also an object of the compassion of the Buddha, because by killing him, he saved him from going to the lower realms due to performing the negative action of killing 500 people. So by that then, the Buddha actually protected or saved many beings. So here the number was 501 beings, because on the one hand, the 500 people, the life was saved, and also the robber didn't have to go to the lower realms, to the hell realms. And the Buddha did this with a compassion in order to save him from the suffering, and he was not even afraid himself then as a consequence having to endure the sufferings of the negative realms as a consequence of killing. So his compassion was greater than any fear of going to the hell realms himself. But in order to protect this robber from the lower realms, he killed him. So in this way then, due to the great compassion, it was not a negative action, though it might have seemed like that from the outside, but it was a very positive action performed with skillful means, and therefore it was also a great accumulation of merit.
So in brief, if one summarizes this, then for Bodhisattva, with compassion, it is allowed to kill one evil being in order to protect many other beings. So the second action then, which is allowed, is stealing from rich people and give it to very poor ones. So stealing from rich people which have a very covetous or greedy mind, and giving it then to very poor people, like people who don't have any clothes to wear, who don't have any food to eat, nothing to drink, and so on, which are close to starvation, close to death, by that, then it is allowed to give them what one has stolen from the rich people. So again here, it is said that compassion applies to both of them, to the rich people and to the poor people. So if there are very rich people, which have a mind of which is avaricious, which are neither able to really enjoy their riches nor to give it to others, then it means an act of compassion to take something away from them and give it to somebody else. because on one hand, they will experience suffering sooner or later when this riches cease, when they are gone, when they are stolen to a great amount. Then they will suffer a great deal in temporary condition. And then also, like in the next life, in the Buddhist tradition, it is said if one has such a mind where one cannot enjoy and also doesn't care, then one is very likely to be reborn as a hungry ghost, and then one also has a very hard time. So to take something away from them, to prevent that, at least partly, is also an act of compassion then on the side of the Bodhisattva. The compassion for the poor beings is quite obvious because one gives them what they need. So then if one takes
something from such very rich people and gives it to the poor people, then it is an act where one takes something which was not given, which is by definition an unwholesome deed. But here it is not a negative deed, but it is a positive deed, because it happens due to the compassion of the Bodhisattva, and thereby it is also the accumulation of merit.
Tene sukpo len tro te orpo le jimba layan, sukpo len tro te orpo le jimba kapso, te le nyingje chikpo pengi maari hirap yogo. Sukpo len tro pe tsori apo hi. Orpo layan, jimba tongo tsori apo maki na, tene yang nika lakale kapso sikre. Sukpo len tro tsor tam kepo tang. Orpo te le yang jina, jimba tang na tam kepo jimba tang go yore.
So here it's not enough just to have compassion while one performs this act of stealing something from rich people and giving it to poor people. One also needs wisdom. One needs some intelligence while doing that. So first one needs some intelligence to know the proper way how to steal in a good way. So for that one needs wisdom or intelligence, and also one needs intelligence in order to give it in a proper way to the poor people. Because if one doesn't know these two, then also the poor people, they can have a hard time, and also one could have a hard time concerning the rich people. So therefore one needs compassion and wisdom both here. So for example, if one were to steal poison and weapons from some very rich people and would give it to some poor people, and then these poor people maybe don't have a very nice attitude to other people, and then they would use these weapons and poison to harm many other beings, then this would be certainly not a case where one has used one's intelligence in a great extent. So also here, Rinpoche says, one needs very, very skillful means in order to do the right, first to steal the proper things in a proper way, and then to give the proper things in a proper way to the poor people.
Penna sukpo len tro te orpo la tok tan chen cha la sopa jina, orpo te so tok tan chen cha top sukpo la dan sin chi, tene sukpo kanga se me patang na, tene lumba kanga orpo cha, tene kanga yuma kale kapu cha gare.
So for example, if one gives poison and weapons which one has stolen from the rich people in the first place to the poor people in the same country, then the poor people might start a revolution or a war and then kill all the rich people. And then this would mean that in the end the whole country would be maybe devastated and everybody would be very poor, so the effect would not be very beneficial.
Hajan Urbo Sijete, Hajan Urbo Kaleka Bola Jingo Mato, Hajan Urbo Mayim, but the so young Jingo Mare, Kona Koranso Leka Jam Bezor Sena, young Rangeto Segu Top Sigre, the Jingo Mato, Hajan Urbo Jingo.
So in this verse it is said, giving to very poor people. So this very also has a meaning, because it means one should perform this practice only for very, very poor people, which cannot help themselves, but others who are not so very poor, which can still work and gain some living through by their own hands, it's not necessary to perform this action.
Rehatya orpo mayim palayan sopo lempro de jena, teni hatya orpo mayim bateso, konsu leka maja lelozo, tenda wozo sigre, tundu zona, teni yang mangbo orpo chando. Kalakapu yere. Hatya orpo mayim bato lo sopo lempro de jena, konsu leka maja, sopo ni degre, lelozo gre, teni yang mangbo orpo chasigre.
So if one gives something which one has stolen before from rich people and gives it to somebody, those people who are not very poor but just don't have very much things, then it is also very possible that these people get very lazy and don't make any efforts on their own anymore. And then by this, the end could be that many people are then poor. So as well, the rich people where one has stolen something from, and also the others which get something but don't do anything on their own.
Sombo drote ajamu.
So the third action pertaining to the body is then having intercourse out of compassion with somebody, be it a man or a woman, which is burning desire, so which is tormented by his or her own desire. So when this is done, then this is only allowed for a bodhisattva which has very great compassion and which doesn't have any self-interest in this action. So and then it becomes a positive action.
Deya sanje sanju semba sembar chupinne kapso tramze chebu karma ki sab gelong de chupa kapso tene nyingi semje chepe lorju che yobare te kunzan la mi khalong na ni yare jisu chera lo chenan so lo ni yobare tene nyingi anna tu churum pato gore.
So before there's also a story of a Brahmin who became a monk, fully ordained monk, and then who performed such an action out of compassion. So this story is in the text Kunsang Lama Shelung, so the instructions of my good Lama. And Rinpoche says we can read it there later. He doesn't tell it now because the time would become too long.
So these
three lines of verse teach in what way it is allowed to perform the three negative actions of the body, killing, taking that which was not given to one and having sexual intercourse in an improper way.
Ta nage migeba jin chama chikchong ngan chari ye cheta na chu ne tambo yin la pin na na cho jin ye hi pati yin la jin ka ye ke yin la pin gre jin ka ye ke yin la ne gre ta yin la pin pe jin yin la pin na se jin yin la bambo la pin ba yin na jin na cho ba ye cho gre.
So the first action then, among the four actions which speech, like lying, slandering, using harsh words and idle talk, the first one is lying. So one is allowed to perform various lies if there is a benefit for others. So there, in general there are lies where there is a benefit for others, and also lies where there is no benefit for others which harm others. So if there is a benefit for others, then one is allowed to lie here.
Then kap kap so zhen ge sen jin la pin la den ba xie na sen jin la ne ba ha zhen qin bu yong si ge. De ya den ba zhen ji dou shuo ge le. Den ba. Den ba. Zhen ji pin la zhen ji pin la den ba xie na ne ba yong si ge. Kan de de sen na pen na mo ji yinda ke suya ke chandik soba yina ngarang ke maten tonga yina kirang maten tong songa se tina ti songa on tong so pandok senna zumo chuba yina tene haja nabha soba re mati se gire ten rangla dekpa yungare soypa pola dekpa yungare mati se endo gire mati somla dekpa yungado rangla dekpa yungado soypa pola dekpa yungado mati se endo gire ten kangala kalika po yungado.
So there are cases where telling the truth would actually result in a great harm, not only for oneself, but for other people as well. So this means it's not always correct to tell the truth. For example, if one were to see somebody who is preparing to kill somebody else, and then this person who is to be killed is just running by oneself, on the way to hide, and then this other person who wants to kill this person also comes running after sometime and then asks, well, where did you see this man I want to kill? And then if one says, oh yes, he went this direction, then this would not be very beneficial. This would be a great harm. So it would be a great harm to oneself, because one would deliver this person to his own death. And also, due to the fact that this other person is killing the one, also this person accumulates a lot of negative karma. And then, thirdly, the victim gets killed. So there is only negative effects for all three, which are part of this spectacle happening there. If, on the other hand, then, in the same case, when these two people come running by, one after the other, and one is questioned whether the first person went, or whether one saw this first person, and then one says, well, I didn't see him at all, or one says, yeah, he went in this direction, then this is a great benefit, because one saves the life of the other person, and one also saves the killer from being reborn in negative circumstances later, due to his negative karma of killing. And also for oneself, this is a positive action, because one has saved these two from these effects.
Te yin de yang, denba hiena, denba nune hiena, ma mambo, ma niya mambo, tuksu yon sigre, denba hiepa la ten, den tuksu yon sigre. Then it's Zumba here, Palatin, young, took so my own bar. Ever? tempo yomba yong se ba tendu yore ten da wo yina teni denba khe go go mo do denba khe na chuk chu yong cha zen khe na kon sen chuk chu le peng do na yang cha zen zen khe chu go re zen khe go re ra ba
there are also other there are also other cases where some people might have a big fight or quarrel about something if one would tell them the truth about certain facts. So if one would do that, there would be a lot of problems between these people. They would fight and have a quarrel. So in this case, then also it is beneficial not to tell the truth. So it is beneficial to tell a lie in order to prevent people to fight with each other. So this is then also a positive action.
Tene rang la tupan rabu china rangke ngene denba xie na ma mangbo sem la dunga tang kongto yungwa tang cha zeng xie na sem chipo yungwa ten rabu ndo na yang cha zeng xie chowa re. Hakusong rangke leka. Ma rangke leka rabu china nga kandunu seba yin se na ma yinda kongto saba tang dunga chipa. The doso cha zhen xie na ga bo yong wa ten ra bo yo na yang zhen xie jo re. Ha go song?
Rangi leka.
Rangi leka. Leka dra ma da zo gra ba. Ha. Che rangi leka chi na che rangi denpa xie na ma ma bo dung na chi kontro sa ba ta. Zhen xie na sem ga bo yong wa ten ra yo na yang nying chi sem je konso la dung na ma che ve che do teni zhen xie jo gra. Dek song?
Kanzo rangi leka karidu kanzo shena de
nga rangi leka kang se pate denba xie na ma sem yenda kontro che dunga yongwa di dokso cha zeng xie na gabo yongwa tendu yo na nying ji sem je tene yang cha zeng xie chogwa re rang ya po yongwa che tu xie chogwa yongwa re nying ji sem je xie chogwa re di che bar ha kogwa re.
So there are also cases where if other people would really know what one's own activity or actions are, they might become very angry or upset, or they wouldn't like oneself, and there would some quarrel result. So in this case, then it is okay to lie about one's own activities or one's own actions, if one has compassion that the other people don't get upset or they don't that anger doesn't arise in them, but not for the sake that oneself has a better time. So one is only allowed to lie about one's own activities, whatever they are, if it is out of compassion in the case that other people would be upset or angry when they knew about what one is really doing.
Retela yang deni ninje da hirab nika yogogundo ninje gogundo hirab gogundo zenhe na yapundo ga denba hie na yapundo zenhe na simjin na pengundo ga denba hie na pendo chegundo te yapo takke da ha koko yure hirab gobar ninje da hirab niba nika gobe junsin dere te kwetin bilo.
So also here, it is not enough to just to have compassion, but also one needs some wisdom, some intelligence. So one has really to distinguish very clearly in every situation what is of benefit, whether it is of benefit to tell the truth or whether it is of benefit to tell a lie, whether it harms other beings if one tells the truth or whether it benefits them, and also the same for lies. So this is actually the reason why in the Mahayana, in the great vehicle, one needs both compassion and wisdom or intelligence in order to discriminate what is appropriate in a situation.
Tene pene hindi tseba avatang amatisuke, tene hindi tseba pugala, kipo yunya dan dunga mayungwe che do, tene zoe mangbo higre, tete che parke.
So this is comparable to parents which really love their kid, and they try, or they tell such a kid in order to protect it from suffering also some or many lies. So
So this is like comparable to that, if a bodhisattva acts like that.
Tama se pa. Tama se jo de yim tumbo nyim tumba zoya de la tama se gre. Ta tama de kande chi na. Ha jan dekpe tropo tami ji. Chu se pa che tang. Tene dekpe sepa po ni tropo yin na. Ha jan dekpe tropo de ni. Je wang do jo de. Chu se pa po de. Dekpa sepa po tropo de wang do jo ne. Tene dekpa chenpo seya leka dhubu zhuwa yin na, tene tenye chamenji chukura, hachang, dekpa dhubu chamenji, chama na chukpa zhu, rangla penpa che do chama zhu chukumare, tene yinla penpa che do nyingji chenje chama zhu chukure, kunyi mantunpa zhu chukure. Ha kukuduwa?
Ha So the second activity here, which pertains to speech, is slandering others. So slandering means that one creates disharmony between two people which were in harmony before, and thereby divides them. So this is allowed for a bodhisattva if he has compassion. If there are evil friends, and then, for example, if there is some person who practices, who is a Dharma practitioner, and this person has a friend who is performing very negative actions, and then this Dharma practitioner comes under the influence of such a negative person, and is also likely, or is actually performing also negative actions, then for a bodhisattva with compassion, it is allowed to use slandering to bring these two people away from each other, so that the Dharma practitioner is not anymore under the influence of the evil person. It is not allowed to do this for one's own benefit, so that one, that bodhisattva has some benefit from slandering, from bringing these two people apart, but it is due to compassion. So if one has such compassion, and one sees such a situation, then one should actually do that.
Then tell young Hira Gogre, Hajan Dekwe Tropo Tan Chuse Papo Teni, then Tropo Yimba Sanje Chamenji Gogumdo Chuse Papo de Tam Kepa Tan Hook Nova Chimbo Yuna, Dekwe Tropo de.
So also here again one needs intelligence to discriminate the situation. This means that the mere fact that two people, like a Dharma practitioner and an evil person, are friends, is not enough to justify bringing them apart from each other. But there's also a case, one could imagine a case where the Dharma practitioner is very stable and is also very powerful, himself has skillful means, and cannot come under the influence of this evil person, but in the opposite, the Dharma practitioner then, by his means and his strength, is able maybe to turn this evil person also into a Dharma practitioner, or at least to keep him from doing negative actions. So in such a case then, of course, it would not be of benefit to bring these two away from each other.
Tene dekpa tropa de chu chu tropu ni te nying ge chen bu top je chame yin se ba yin no yin se te chame se te tene yang munam ta ba yin no nying ge da munan le ne ba chen bu yore ko ni dekpa tropa de chu chu tropu ni tene so 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 no yang dekpa tropu te yang chu le jor si gre Manam Chitopta, Ningeda Manam Chitopta.
I remember Rangi Manam.
Never, Sanju Sempe. Sanju Sempe Ningeda Manam Nebayo.
So, if a Bodhisattva with true great compassion performs such an act of slandering and bringing two people apart, then he also makes wishing prayers, powerful wishing prayers. So that though he brought these two people apart from each other, that even the evil person then might not suffer by this separation, but will also turn into a Dharma practitioner, so meet the Dharma and get on a positive way.
So
the next one is saying harsh words if a peaceful way doesn't do it. So if there is somebody, however many peaceful ways one tries to find to speak to such a person, to benefit such a person, and it is all to no avail, then one should use harsh words to obtain that benefit for that person. So normally it is not allowed for bodhisattvas to use harsh words or to scold somebody. But if such a person doesn't listen to peaceful words, then it is appropriate to use harsh words to obtain some benefit.
Penapuga chola yang kashi hyavatan sambozo hyavazona hyavilabzatena nyingdo pintogundo kashi hyavilabzaka pintogo togumundo tsubo jugugundo wa teda chikware tsubo majuna tabio mare tsubo jugugundo.
So, for example, there are also some kids, if you talk to them in a nice way and then they listen and they act accordingly, so everything is fine, but there are also other kids which don't listen at all. However, in whatever way you talk to them, in a peaceful or nice way, a friendly way, so you have to use harsh words to bring them in a direction
to act beneficially.
Tingsang chenang soa kogre jarka mambu poko lovdraba tiso la jambo mato tsupo lap choko mando, dong choko mando, tela tente poko tso tani mani ini lovdraba mambu kale kapu chakindu. Gekin so hajan kale kapu chakindu.
So Rinpoche says, we all know this probably because in the West nowadays the tradition is that in schools it is forbidden to use harsh words to the kids, and also it is forbidden to beat them and so on. So due to that, he says it has come to the point that the kids don't listen at all to nothing anymore, and so in the schools there is total chaos.
Zo go yere te cheva mato trapo zo macho palatinde konso cheva lan ninge yomare trapo zo chobe yomare te kale ka pachaba sobda mangbo tin san kale ka pachusi cheran sa khogre.
So the problem is that one has to use both means, peaceful means and more wrathful or harsh means, because for those kids who don't listen to friendly words, one has to use some more direct means to bring them on the right path. So if it is forbidden to use the more direct means or the more harsh means, then one is only left with the peaceful means, and if the kids don't listen to that, then there's nothing to
do. Ina yang kewe mepin pe soktoga soma la trapo zoko kure tsiksop yoko yere. Tete chikwa re, yingu marwa. Re, te chyo nyamnyong yusar da.
So this is comparable to if a mother says some harsh words to her naughty child, but says it more like in a joking way or in a just passing by way, then the kid of course won't listen and just goes on. So the mother also has to show some anger to really impress the child. So Rinpoche said you probably have some experience on that.
Tene marpa lo cha la pha ha jang thob nam jor yo bare do mene ding ning khon ro yo mare tsob la pa kap sa ha jang thob nam jor ten bi. They told me not to take the cups of Google.
Also, in the life story of Martha, one could see that he often had a very, very aggressive appearance, very aggressive behavior, using harsh words, but actually, he was never angry, really. So he just showed this aggression as a skillful means. So the last then is the way how it is allowed to perform idle talk in the widest sense. So this is allowed then due to compassion in order to pacify the suffering of sentient beings. So if somebody has very great suffering, in order to alleviate that, it is allowed like to sing nice songs, to dance and to tell entertaining stories.
Tene rang rang chu nyam ni ya bu chi ba yina dunga dunga ke be se do rang ke chu nyam ni zo gre tene chu je nyam ni ya zo ma chi ba zo ma to be ten da wi na tene dunga ke be che do ta lo lo le ba kan tha ba tam ju nyim bu che ba la so ba tene ta nga cha zo ko gre ko ni ji sem je nga cha zo na ko zo le pe ge yore tene te
Of course, the best method is if sentient beings suffer, then to show them how to practice the Dharma, to teach them the Dharma in order to remove that suffering. But if this is not possible, if there are sentient beings which are not able to practice the Dharma, then it is not a negative action to sing and dance and so on in order to alleviate the suffering.
ตบจิจงวะเรเจรังซอมังเจวะฮะโกวิซะเรออกซงฮาจังรังบุจิจิยะเรตบตบจิเตนิงกงเตโพลามะมังละเพ็งเปเจโดเตนิจาซัมจักกะซัมบางับจ่อซัมบาจงจงฮาจังมังบุโจเชมบุโตจงจงฮาจังมังบุเตนิเตนดาวโพละโจมังบุยะเรชั่วชั่วเลนโรมาตบฮาจังกางาเจมบุยะเรเตละเตนิมะมังละเพ็งเปเซโด
สัมปัจโจจาสัมเขมโพหาจังจักสัมปัจเขมโพงับจ่อตังชงจงหาจังมังโพตังตรเขมโพตังตรจงหาจังมังโพซึเตตรตรกะตะนะลากังจับดุติยังโจเปสาเลจาเขมโพนะวะเรเตกาซอโลมาติสิเลกะจาบะเรซัมซังเลกะตะซอซาลวะกัปซอกะตงโซเตละมุนทะละมุนเซเนปวยปาลชะวะยันโดกะเตทาวะเรซัมซัง Loma so leka jangai so tangche pakaap so yang ngar so jya chee te yang lamu trap yore te yang lo tang kanta wole.
Dui kanta
wole.
Dui kanta wole. Dui kanta wole. Dui kanta
wole. So there's also stories about a great siddha in Tibet. The name was Tangtong Gyalpo. So the king of the empty plains. So he has many people probably know him. The story. He had a very long beard. So he was building then as bodhisattva activity many iron bridges in Tibet. So he was building 50 very great iron bridges out of iron chains, and very many smaller bridges, also out of iron chains. Then he was also constructing very many boats, like big ships and smaller boats. And all this was done to facilitate the crossing of the many, many rivers which are in Tibet. So normally it is very difficult to cross the rivers and to travel, because there are so many, and they are difficult to cross. So he facilitated that by his activity of building these bridges and the boats. Also, it is said that when his disciples were building a temple or some retreat center or whatever, then when they had a hard time, were tired by the work and so on, then it was said he also was dancing. He was performing some Tibetan opera theater play in order to entertain them and in order to give them some rest and some better state of mind in order to continue.
Tene te kapso gati yo mare, gati mebe sena gati langa yo mare. Tene Danda Sambatsuya Datso Lakhira Kaleka Puri Cha Tovya Yang Kaleka Puri Cha Tomna Yang Cha Kriya Yang Kaleka Puri Hajan Kaleka Pukapso Tini Hajan Kava Chembu Chibare Kaleka Puzubare Leka Chembu Zubare Chetoki Hande Hajan Chembu Zubare.
So at this time, it was not like today. There were no roads in Tibet. There were no motor cars. So it was very, very difficult first to obtain some iron. Also, it was very difficult to transport it to the place where it was needed. So all this was very tiresome and very difficult. So Tangtung Gyalpo, by that, then did some very great benefit to the Tibetans, to the Tibetan society, by providing these facilities in the form of bridges and so on.
This is a Tibet Chenpu Lola Lega Tanyambu Chu Nyamne Sepa Tiyang Kar Chenpu Yore. Nintu Chi Lo Yena Jikten Chi Lega Tam Chi Pang Te Tini Gom Jagu Yore. Tibet Chenpu Lola Jikten Chi Lega Tanyambu Tibet Chenpu Chu Nyamne Zho Chu Yore.
It is also important to practice the Dharma while one is doing worldly work, worldly activities. In the tradition of the Theravada or the Hinayana, it is required to give up all worldly activity and just retire and meditate, whereas in the Mahayana tradition it is allowed or it is totally okay to practice the Dharma while one engages in worldly activities.
Tene jikten je leka tamje pangne chu nyamni zo ko na ma mambo ko zo to ko mdo nyung ma to zo to ko mdo nyung te ke yang jikten je leka tamje pangne chu se ya te yang tu chu rang bo zo to ma re lo ni som la so pa zo to re tu chu rang bo ha cha rang bo le yang zo to yo ma re ti se na leka da nyam bo chu nyamni se ya te tipachi bilo lo yo re te kar chi mo yo re
So there are not many people anyway who are able to totally give up any worldly activity and then just practice the Dharma. And from these few people, there are also not very many which can do this for a long time, so maybe only for 1 or 2 or 3 years. So therefore, it is also a way or a means in the Mahayana to practice the Dharma while one is engaged in worldly activity and working and so on. Because by that, then it is possible for many beings to practice the Dharma, though they are engaged in worldly activity. Now we recite the whole seven lines together.
Mi chate kesulani indike le jogre goma chana so de kare mare gewande jeo sanam yeje so so sanam yeje le tamba kunye do bare jo Menjo lembo kuye traji, yena trujo songe traji, ata teme toke traji, yare kuso doje traji.
Yeah.